These presents for Graceland really look good all wrapped up. But the best part is what's inside.
That's true. So let me ask, what's inside of you? Do you like getting presents? My name is Zach, and this is listener-supported Keys for Kids. Whenever someone gives me a present, I rip right through the wrapping paper to see what's inside. After all, that's the most important part of the present. A present can be pretty on the outside, but it's really only a good present if what's inside is good. When you become a Christian, Jesus makes your heart good on the inside, no matter what your life looks like on the outside. Then you can say thank you by loving others and obeying Him. It's like giving Him a present back. Romans 12:1 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Our story for today is entitled, Pretty Presents. Whoa! Vivian exclaimed when she saw the pile of things her mother had laid out on the table. Is Gracie getting all of that for her birthday? Mom nodded. Grandma brought some of it over. She found a lot of things on sale, so your little niece is probably getting more than she needs. I offered to wrap Grandma's gifts for her. Vivian sat down beside her. Can I help? You sure can, Mom replied. Vivian chose a doll in a pink dress. She wrapped it in bright purple paper and tied a silver ribbon around the package. There, that looks really pretty, doesn't it? But do you know what I like most about presents? What's that? Mom asked. What's inside them, said Vivian. That's the best part of a present. I agree, said Mom, a thoughtful expression crossing her face. P-R-E-S-E-N-T spells an interesting word. It can be pronounced present, which is another word for gift, or it can be present, which means to give. Vivian laughed. So when I give a gift, I present a present? Mom nodded. That makes me think of a verse in the Bible, one that tells us to present ourselves to God. Vivian reached for more wrapping paper. If we do that, are we making ourselves a present for Him? And if our lives are a present, we should make sure they're filled with good things, right? Well, actually, we have nothing good in ourselves to offer God. Mom said. We're saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus. When God looks at us, He sees Jesus' goodness, not our own. But the Bible tells us to do good things after we're saved, doesn't it? Asked Vivian. Yes, Mom said. When we put our faith in Jesus, He gives us His Spirit so we can show His love to others and serve Him. Vivian held up the present she had just finished wrapping. So it's not enough to just look good on the outside, like we're wrapped in pretty paper. When we present ourselves to Jesus, He makes us good on the inside. That's the kind of present God wants. That's right, said Mom. It's what's inside that counts. So how about you? Has Jesus made you good on the inside? Or are you trying to make yourself look good on your own? You have nothing good in yourself, but when you trust Jesus as your Savior, He gives you His goodness and makes you a truly pleasing gift to God. Then you can let others see His love and goodness in the way you live. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today, once again, from the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
And our key thought for today, Jesus makes you good. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.